This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The camera torches that you turned on came to my eyes at a certain speed. Do you know the speed? Who knows the speed of light? 300,000 kilometers per second. As soon as you turn it on, I saw it, right? 6,000 miles per second. Not per minute, not per hour, not in the day. When I was driving today to Birmingham, we had the cruise control set at 74 miles an hour. Is that a safe speed? It's not safe. What is safe? 70. Well, somebody told me it's okay if you go up to 74, 75. But I was reading my dua, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ. Does it work? Allahu Akbar. I tell you something, when you do something wrong and you're reading the dua, it doesn't work. But when you do something right and you say a dua, not that particular verse is not for that particular thing. That's for something else altogether. But you ask Allah Almighty to protect you and you ask Allah Almighty to grant you goodness on the journey and you obey the traffic rules. I think the average speed was about 55 because we had a segment where they had average cameras set at 50. And then there were some variable cameras set at 60. So we kept on fluctuating. But the point is, it was fast. 70 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. It is so fast. If you were knocked at that speed, there's no chance of survival. And here we have the speed of light at 300,000 kilometers per second. Split second, 300,000. Now I want to tell you why I started this way. Allah tells you He wants you to ponder. He wants you to think. You want to know the greatness of Allah. You will never know the greatness of Allah exactly as it is, but you will get close to understanding that Allah is the greatest. And we always say Allahu Akbar, which actually translates as Allah is greater. Greater than what? Everything you know, everything you shall know in the future. Allah is greater than everything. Allah is greater than whatever you and I are doing right now. Allah has absolute control of every aspect of your existence and mine. That is Allah. Allah is greater. So Allahu Akbar, Allah wants you to ponder over everything in order to realize and understand how insignificant you and I are and how grand Allah is, so that perhaps you may be reminded to turn to Him, to develop a good relationship with Him, to be able to at least pray, at least do the right thing, because you have no option but to return to whoever made you. And what Allah says is He wants you to have a good relation with the one who made you, and it is Him. You will go back to He who made you. When we are faced with a loss, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Don't we say that? Let me give you some bad news. Yesterday I was in Leeds and I mentioned a friend of mine. His name is Zaki bin Nasruddin from Malaysia, 47 years old if I'm not mistaken, or maybe 46. And he's quite a health fanatic. He rides bicycles and he's quite healthy. Suddenly had a stroke and fell, went unconscious, and we made a dua for him yesterday in Leeds that Allah grant him cure. This morning I got up with a photograph of Sheikh Hussein Yee at the janazah of the brother, and they were burying him. And because of the time difference, I only got the message later when I got up. When I saw that, what do you think I said first? What dua? Let's say it aloud. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we all belong to Allah. He made us. Before we were born, we were with Him. And when we die, we're going to go back to Him. We all belong to Allah. And we shall all return to Allah. So Allah wants you to ponder. You want to know the greatness of Allah? Look at everything you can look at and tell yourself Allah made it. Imagine how the maker must be, subhanallah. Minimum you realize is there is nothing of value on earth that can come between you and Allah, because Allah is the highest and the greatest, and He made those things of value. Sometimes a brother says, am I allowed to stay in my business when there is a very, very big deal while Salatul Jum'ah or the Friday prayer is going on? What's the answer? Say it loudly. No. Did someone say yes here? Be careful, Birmingham. I tell you, no, you're not allowed. You need to close down, or you need to put someone else whom the Jumu'ah is not compulsory upon there, and you need to go. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ah fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharul bay'. O you who believe, are you one of them? Are you one of them? If you are, then you need to listen. Yes, yes, that's me. Let me hear what's being said. Oh, you who believe. And immediately it says, when the call is called for prayer on a Friday, then hasten towards the remembrance of Allah and leave your trade. Leave it. Drop it and run to Allah. Why? The owner of the money that you're going to make is calling you towards something else. Drop it and go. When you come back, He will give you greater blessings. That is Allah. And this is why Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the prayer is over, then you disperse on the earth and you can search for that, the favor of Allah. You can do your business and you can do whatever you want. But go and listen to the message. You know why? Allah is greater. When the caller calls to prayer, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What does that mean? It means whatever you're doing right now and whatever you want to do in the next few moments and whatever you have and everything around you and whatever you are seeing and whatever you know, Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Drop everything and rush towards He who is greater, because He tells you, Hayya ala salah. Come to prayer. And you might think, well, you know what? I need to just quickly do this. I need to quickly do that. I need to do this and that. No. Immediately after that, Allah tells you, you would like success. What is success? Today you see a guy driving a Lamborghini. He's got a beautiful house. His wife, subhanallah, someone with, you know, let me not talk about the women because they will complain. But subhanallah, whatever is happening and you feel you have everything on earth, and the youngsters look at you and say, whoa, when I grow up, I'd like to be like that guy. Why? Because he seems to have everything. If he doesn't have Allah in his equation, he actually has nothing, because he has whatever is going to help him in his temporary life on earth, but he does not have a relation with the one whom he's going to go back to for eternity. The people who've died 200 years ago lived for far shorter a time than they've already passed on. I will tell you, when did this guy pass away? You say, well, 200 years ago he died. And how long did he live for? You will say 70 years. What was longer, his life or the time between our life and his death? The second, right? The latter, right? So that goes to show, eternity, you're going to go back to Allah. Don't allow the temporary world to disrupt your connection with the eternal, because Allah is the one who will grant that to you. And that's why immediately after that, you might think I'm going to lose something. Why should I pray? Why should I dress modestly? Why should I do this? Why should I read the Quran? Why should I spend time with adhkar? I'm so busy doing this and busy doing that. Allah says, Allah is greater than whatever you are busy with. Drop it and come and pray. And if you think that that will bring you success, which you were doing, immediately Allah tells us, the caller to the prayer says, حي على الفلاح. Amazing. Doesn't it sound so beautiful? You know what it means? Come to success. Would you like success? Well, come this way. Drop what you're doing. That is real success. What you have in your hand is temporary. I know so many people who've had money, it was stolen. I know people who said, I know a guy in particular, and he knows who he is, right? He's not in Birmingham, so I'm safe. But I think we're live. Should I keep quiet or should I say the story? Astaghfirullah. It's not backbiting because I'm not mentioning his name. But Birmingham, I hope you guys don't backbite normally in your lives. MashaAllah. The one brother said, but I'm saying it in front of him. So I said, what is that called, front biting? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But nonetheless, the brother told me that I have approximately $5 million worth of cryptocurrency. Right? $5 million. I told him, my brother, can you see those birds in the sky? He says, yes, they were, you know, birds flying. MashaAllah. So you see those birds in the sky, all of them are mine. That's what you're telling me. He said, what do you mean? I said, bring the cash, let's see it. Don't tell me I got this and I got that. Crypto is exactly like the birds in the sky. All of them are yours. Bring one, let's see it. Come on, show me what happened. Guess what? Sometime later, he told me, Sheikh, I lost a big amount. I said, what? He said, I'm embarrassed to tell you. And I told him, my beloved brother, that's why we say that when Allah tells you what you have in your hand is not even guaranteed. You can lose it anytime. Things can change. Look at our brothers and sisters in Gaza. They lost everything overnight. They are bombarded to smithereens. Genocide committed against them and nobody's doing anything about it. And we have dedicated this entire tour to them. Look at our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. Places where they've suffered floods and earthquakes and volcanoes and whatever else. And they've lost things overnight. The flooding, whatever it might have been. May Allah never do that to us. Say Ameen. May Allah safeguard us. My brothers and sisters, whenever you see someone go through a challenge, always ask Allah to grant them ease and to protect you from facing the same. Always ask Allah. Don't take it for granted. Allah wants you to ponder. It happened to them, let it not happen to you. But it could. So Allah says, prepare for that day by being humble. Moments ago, I met a young boy who goes by the name of the Quran student. His name is Abdullah. His little brother's name is Abdurrahman. And they read Quran on Instagram and they have an effort that they're doing to enhance and improve themselves. And they're showcasing it to encourage others. And I met him earlier and I said, I have one piece of advice for you. As you grow, always become more humble. Always become more humble. Let the people see a better you in person than the one online. Because I read statistics that 90% of influencers, and I'm not sure if this is true, but I read it, are not who they claim to be online. When you meet them in person, you will really feel so annoyed and you will be thinking to yourself, is this who I actually follow? We would like to be different. Today, I made a mistake because I usually drive myself. So I drove myself to Birmingham and for some reason I thought the venue was the ICC. So I parked the vehicle somewhere further up. I jumped out, I was with my family and I said, it's just nearby. I walked into the ICC, no sign. No sign of light upon light. No, I phoned the organizers. I said, listen, what's going on? How do I get in? And there were a few other Muslims I knew from how they were dressed and a group of youngsters. And the brothers told me, no, you're in the wrong place. It is actually at the Utilitya. Is that the name? Arena, right? Is that the name? I saw the laughing came from this side here, right? Well, now it came from the whole lot of you. La hawla, Birmingham, you're letting me down. Come on. Yesterday, I had to tell them, please laugh. Today, I'm telling you, don't laugh at me. And you're just laughing. Look at that. And you're laughing more. La hawla, I better keep going. Okay, so I tell you what happened. These youngsters, they said, okay, Sheikh, you go this way, you go that way, and I'm busy following them. But I was on the phone and following them. And then the youngster says, can we take a picture with you once we're inside? And I said, inshallah, yes. I wanted to. But when we were coming in, the volunteers ushered me through the side and I saw these brothers. Wallahi, I felt bad because I still want to take a picture with you guys. Are you guys in the crowd? Make some noise. That's everyone. Come on. That means Birmingham, you need help. Birmingham, you guys need help. Oh, there's the brothers. Mashallah. Mashallah. Can you come up the side here if you don't mind? Just the four of you, please. No one more than that. The organizers will make it happen. Because I felt so bad and I told myself, imagine these guys will be thinking, look at this big man here. He's promising us he's going to take a picture with us. And when push came to shove, he left us. He skipped the queue and we've got to go all the way to the back of the queue. But we were walking together. We showed him how to get here. So I think I owe it to them, inshallah. If you come up, guys, we take a picture with you, wallahi. May Allah forgive my shortcomings and all of ours, inshallah. So Allah Almighty has favored us. When He favors you and grants you more, humble yourself. Remember, you are one. When you are too high and haughty, if you were to drop, you will be injured and break your bones and you might even die. But if you remain and hover low, perhaps if you fell, it would be easier for you. Yes, come up. It would be easier for you, perhaps. This is going to be something amazing and historic. You guys got to allow it, inshallah. My brothers. Did I fulfill my promise? I haven't yet taken the selfie, guys. Yalla, come stand facing the. Stand facing the. Come on my left. Come on this side here. Stand facing the. Stand facing the. Now we do it this way. MashaAllah, barakallah. MashaAllah, barakallah. You can say it quickly in the microphone.
Takbir!
MashaAllah, I feel so fulfilled, Zak. May Allah bless us all. Wallahi, I feel good. I'm going to sleep well tonight. But I'm a little bit strict on myself. I feel it because I don't want to lie to someone. I said, yes, I'll take a picture, inshallah. And that inshallah was not just inshallah. You know, some people, when you tell them, brother, will I see you for Fajr? He looks at you and he says, sorry? He heard you. The sorry was just to say, I hope you say something else. Say, will you be there for Fajr Salah? Salah, you know? He says, inshallah. Half the eyes are closed and subhanAllah, he's not even planning. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when you're starting the prayer, Allahu Akbar, what is that all about? It's Allah telling you, look, Allah is bigger than whatever you think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. I'm going to post this picture inshallah on Instagram and we're going to all like it, right? By the will of Allah. Thank you, young brothers, for escorting me to this beautiful venue, mashallah. Imagine if I were lost, I'd be sitting at the ICC waiting, man. And it's so cold, it would have, one C would have dropped and it would have been icy, mashallah. Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of dad jokes. So backstage today, they served us some food. Can you guess what they served us? Take a guess. Can I give you a clue? Today is a Tuesday, but they served us Monday. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Did you hear that? It's my dad joke. Come on, laugh, guys. They served us Monday on a Tuesday. Isn't that so bad for Birmingham? But it tasted yummy. Wallahi, mashallah, tabarakallah. Mashallah, tabarakallah. But nonetheless, those are just some of my dad jokes. You have to excuse me, I'm a grandfather. I've got four grandchildren, mashallah. So my brothers and sisters, there is Allah. When you see someone that has something that might be a challenge or a disability, or they are favored by Allah differently and they are facing some form of hardship, you need to firstly pray for them and thank Allah regarding your condition and ask Allah not to test you with the same. and then ask yourself, how connected am I to Allah? The reason is, if I'm not connected to Allah, how do I expect Him to answer my dua? I'm going to supplicate, I'm going to call out to Him, but I've got no connection. He told me to pray, I don't pray. He told me to cover, I don't cover. He told me to give charity, I don't. He told me to, for example, fast properly in the month of Ramadan, I don't. He told me this is haram, but I participate or partake. He told me I have to do X, Y, and Z, and I don't do those things. Is that a good connection? No. So you can do better. You want Allah to protect you? Just build a relationship with Him. Allah will protect you. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. By now you should know that hadith off by heart. Get acquainted with Allah during your days of ease. And watch what Allah does when you are in hardship. He will be acquainted with you. But that's the secret. Keep going. May Allah Almighty make everything easy for us. Can I go back to the speed of light? Those are scientists at the back. 300,000 kilometers per second, which means when I was driving, I saw stars a few days ago when it was quite clear. I think we were coming back from Cardiff and I saw these stars and I'm telling my family, you know, the closest star to us is 4.5 light years away from Earth. What that means is, at the speed of light, if it were to travel, if light travels for 4.5 years, then you get to see it. Which means the star that you're seeing is either 4.5 years ago, it was there, or longer than that, because the closest one is 4.5 light years away. Go and check it out. Imagine how insignificant man is. They have the James Webb telescope that went out. You can Google it, you can search about it, and guess what? It brings back images of so many galaxies, so many planets, so many stars, and so much every day that it just goes on and on and on. And you wonder, where does the kingdom of Allah end? Wallahi, there is no end to it if Allah does not want an end to it. It's the kingdom of Allah. Allah, what He has made, we are on earth. It's a small planet. We don't even understand what type of life there is on other planets and the way they orbit. When Allah says in Surah Yasin, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ, all of these stars and planets move and rotate. They orbit in their own way, but none of them actually clash except when Allah wills. For years on end, if I were to ask you, what time and split second will the sun rise on the 26th of April, 2028? It's so easy for you to check it and to tell me it will rise at this time in this particular place. Am I right or wrong? How do you know? That's Allah, the magnificence with which He created it. It is no coincidence. It is not just there by chance. It is there designed by a maker whom I worship and I say, oh Allah, you are the greatest, you are the highest. I look at you right now, I can see without a battery. My heart beats how many times a day on average? 136,000 times. Subhanallah, no battery, no nothing. And it keeps pumping day in, day out. 136,000 times. فَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. Subhanallah. Imagine. How can I not worship He who created me? My lungs are doing their function. My kidneys, my pancreas, the intestines, colon, duodenum, whatever else, my brain, the pituitary gland, my eyes, my nose, my tongue, my lips, whatever else it may be. He created me in a way that He challenges everyone to say, come up with a better posture than that of a human being. You will never do that. In Surah At-Teen, Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in the best of postures, the best way. Your eyes are put in a place where you can never ever come up with a better place to put those eyes. And the same for every other organ of yours. Imagine if your fingers were not the way they are, with the thumb here and the baby finger here and so on. It would not only look odd, but you would not be able to grip and grasp and hold and do so many things. Imagine your eyes were somewhere else, one in the front, one at the back. What would you look like? Allah says, man, human beings, we gave them the best posture. And wallahi, it's true. So much so that today, living in an age of AI, artificial intelligence, and so much of robotics, when they came up with a robot, they actually came up with something that looks similar to a human, in the sense that the legs are in a certain way, the hands are in a certain way, the grip and grasp, where it can see from is in a certain place and so on. Why? Because they couldn't bring it like an animal or an insect or something else if it had the purpose that they desired. May Allah Almighty grant us understanding. That maker who made you, He made you from a little droplet of semen. And when the zygote formed and when it started multiplying and the fetus became filled with flesh and bone and the organs began to form and the heart started beating at about 5 weeks and it was given life at 120 days. Do you know who was responsible and in charge of all of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells you, all I want you to do, put your head on the ground for me 5 times a day. And we say, inshallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I was talking of the guy who says, will you be there for Fajr? Inshallah. That means I'm not going to be there. It means I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there. That's what it means. But when you say, inshallah, I will see you, I'll be 5 minutes early. What does that mean? That means yes. So when I saw them young boys, I said, inshallah, I meant it. Come on, I'm not from Birmingham, right? They told me don't pronounce the G. Say Birmingham. Is that true? It's not true. I got to say Birmingham. Okay, khalas. The G is silent. I checked the tajweed here, brother. You're a top G, my brother. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless you all. So my brothers and sisters, Allah wants you to ponder. He wants you to think. He wants you to look at everything and He wants you to appreciate His greatness so that you are humbled, so that you realize I am one from amongst us. You think you're very intelligent until you meet others who are even more intelligent, or your intellect is only in a certain aspect of living and someone else's is in a different aspect of living. You might be the top doctor, but you're not the top accountant, and you might be the top actuary, but you're probably not the top Quran reciter. You might be the top speaker in the world, but you're not the top, for example, physicist, and so on. Allah's blessed every one of us uniquely, differently, all of you, including those seated up there. Allah's blessed you in a billion ways, differently from others. So what? Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah and appreciate the favor of Allah upon you. Not everyone is a businessman. Not everyone is going to be able to do everything, but you can do some things. And Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget to be virtuous amongst yourselves towards one another, because one of the reasons that human beings give, and the scholars, some of them give, is we need one another. We are interdependent to a certain extent by the divine wisdom of Allah. You have a baker. I'm not a baker. When I need bread, I need it from the baker. So if I have a good relation with the baker, here comes the hot bread. By the way, I'm on a diet at the moment. I cut out bread. But inshallah, let's talk about someone else. Nonetheless, it's okay. Everyone else can have it. Even if I'm not having it, it's fine. But my brothers and sisters, and I'm telling you the truth, I'm not joking. I cut out two things, sugar and bread. Is it a good diet? Good? Allah! They say, oh, I'm getting a round of applause there, man. Allahu Akbar. I'm trying. You know, they say once you clock 50, you got to watch your health. Otherwise, you know what? You start aging so fast. May Allah Almighty bless all of you and bless us. Ameen. But nonetheless, look at this. Allah has given everyone a different inclination. Today I sat with a youngster. He told me I was doing computer science. I didn't like it. I asked my dad, can I change? And he agreed. And I changed it after a year into computer science. And now I'm doing something else that I really and thoroughly enjoy. Did he do the right thing? Yes. Don't be shy. He did the right thing, because if Allah did not want him to do something, you don't enjoy it, you don't like it, you're not comfortable with it. Do something you are comfortable with, you like, you enjoy, you are good at. And you know what? Allah's blessed someone else with something else. And together we make an ummah. Together we make a community. Together we make a nation. Together we make a country. Diverse, totally diverse. If we were all the same, we would not be able to survive, because we would not have so many different types of people in different spheres of life that we actually need. This is why, don't belittle someone else. The guy who comes to collect your bin once or twice or thrice a week, offer him or her respect and honor. Greet them. Honor them once in a while. They are human beings. For some reason, they are doing that job. Subhanallah. The people who are packing in the mega stores, offer them respect. They might be from amongst us, so many of those. The guys who are top-notch professionals, offer them respect as well. Because this is how Allah has created us. Each one inclines to something. But Allah says, the common factor is every one of you needs to have a connection with me. If you don't have a connection with me, you've lost. And that's why we are here today, to remind you, to say, my brothers, my sisters, build your relation with Allah. You know it, and you alone know it, and Allah knows it. You know what you've been through. You know the hardship. You know the beautiful days. You know the successes. You know the losses. You know the struggles. And Allah knows all of that too. For as long as you are inching closer to Allah, and you are coming closer to Allah, and you're becoming a better person in the way you talk, in the way you carry yourself, you're becoming more pleasant. You are not a person who is injuring others. You are trying to accommodate. You are kind. For as long as all that is happening, inshallah, you are heading in the right direction. I just thought of a good example. When the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was granted revelation by Allah, what was the first word? Iqara. Read. And there was an episode. And immediately when that ended, he ran down. To who? To who? See, the sisters all know. Khadija. Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, his wife. And he says, hug me, cover me, give me a nice tight hug. Subhanallah. Zammiluni, zammiluni. I'm sure you know this. And guess what? When he told her what happened, she said something amazing that I'd like to bring up tonight. She said, you are a good man. You honor the guest. You take care of the orphans. You respect all the others. You, and she started mentioning all the good qualities of this man who is her husband. How many of our wives can rattle out lovely things about their husbands? He's a good man. He honors the guest. He takes care of his family. He looks after this. He looks after that. He does. What will they say about us? He's on his phone all the time. That's me. That's me, by the way. He's on his phone all the time. And he's, you know, whatever, whatever. We have weaknesses. We are not prophets of Allah. But that's not an excuse, right? Please don't go back home and say, well, I'm not a prophet of Allah. We are guilty. So am I. I need to improve, inshallah. By the way, my wife is seated here, so you know why I'm saying what I'm saying, right? We need to improve. We need to put that phone away. I've started. Turn off, no matter what. In the morning, you find out what happened. Wallahi, you get a beautiful sleep. You lose weight, because when you've slept well, you actually lose weight. Well, it works for me. Subhanallah, may Allah grant us ease. When you haven't slept enough, I started gaining weight, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And the doctor says, you're only sleeping 4 hours a day. I said, but I've been doing that for the last 15 years, but that's not good enough. And that's why you have X, Y, and Z. You better be careful, sleep well, and make sure you're eating the right things. Alhamdulillah. Nonetheless, she is praising the husband and saying, don't worry. Kalla wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abadan. Indeed, by Allah, never ever will Allah let you down. You are such a great man. What does this mean? Develop those good qualities and see, Allah will not let you down. If something looking bad happened in your life, wallahi, it was a positive thing. Perhaps Allah wants you to achieve some height that you didn't before. So take it easy. Become a better person. Ask yourself, how do I talk? When I speak, how do I come across? Am I loud? Well, I better calm down a bit. Am I too soft? Well, I can tone up slightly. And what else? Do I speak in words that are hurtful? Well, I need to change that actively, because many of us, we go home, we don't realize we talk to our sisters, our brothers, our parents, our uncles and aunts, our children, our nephews and nieces, and we use words that are really not befitting a believer, not at all. We use words that are terrible, and we hurt their feelings, and they cry behind closed doors because of something we've said. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Work on yourself. Change that. Be an asset. When you die, they shouldn't be saying alhamdulillah. They should be saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Some people, when they die, guys say, oh, that guy died. Alhamdulillah. Finally gone. That shouldn't be the case. But with some of us, we don't realize. If you don't introspect and ponder, you won't pick up your weakness. When you are corrected, be happy. Someone tells you, my brother or my sister, this needs to be corrected. Don't judge me. Have you heard that? Straight. I haven't even finished my sentence. Don't judge. I'm not judging you, my beloved sister. I'm only advising you so beautifully. Please take heed. Not for me, for yourself. But when you're advising someone, don't embarrass them. Don't belittle them. Offer them a beautiful piece of advice. Encourage them in a way that they feel like doing what you're telling them to do. You need to think, even if it means to think for a whole month before addressing the matter. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. Allah wants you to ponder, because ultimately we're going to return to Allah. You know, Allah says in the Quran that those who ponder are the ones with sound intellect. Those who think about the greatness of Allah. I was telling you about the heart and the other organs. I was telling you about the posture of a human being. Think about it. One day I sat and thought about my nails. And I thought, imagine if the nails were on the other side. On the other side. What would happen? Wallahi, disaster. Total disaster. Allah has given us such great posture that the finest of detail is where it is supposed to be for His sake. He wants you to utilize these organs, worshipping Him, doing the right things. And I want to give you the good news. This evening, I want to end with something really powerful. Ready for it? That doesn't sound like you're ready. Ready? On the day of judgment, Allah has a scale of justice. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. سبحان الله. Allah says, on the day of judgment, we will place the scales of justice, and nobody shall be wronged, not a soul. That day is the day of justice. It's the day of judgment. Allah says, even if it is a mustard seed weight worth of a deed, it will be brought forth. And sufficient we are as an accountant, meaning as one who takes account. Sufficient. Allah is sufficient. So what is the blessing about the scale? It's a blessing. Why is it a blessing? Because in a narration, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us, when you've done a bad deed, you seek forgiveness, yes, but follow it up with a good deed in order for the bad deed to be wiped out. How will it be wiped out? It will be wiped out by the mercy of Allah. When your good deeds are more than your bad deeds, Allah says, you can go to paradise. I will ignore these bad deeds. It's over. For as long as there's no shirk in it or association of partners with Allah in it, you're good to go. Why? You have more good deeds than bad deeds. But do I have bad deeds? Yes, I do. I have bad deeds. But guess what? I did more good than bad. So Allah favored me. And when He weighed the deeds, there were so many bad deeds. But when my good deeds started coming on the scale, there were many more. Or even if they were a little bit more, guess what? You won. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Amazing, amazing. Allah says, whoever's deeds, the good deeds are heavier, they are more, they are the successful. Ah, that brings about so much of hope. I have done bad deeds. I have committed sins. I am a sinner. I am a sinful person. I am a person who is not exactly where I'm supposed to be. And so are all of us. We're all a work in progress and we're all going to do better. And tonight we promise Allah we're going to be changing ourselves for the better. Allah has favored us. I don't want to die in a situation where I've done the worst of my deeds. Instead, I want to die while I'm doing the good deeds. So do more of good deeds. I need help. May Allah help me. I need to get up and work hard to do the right thing. But the favor of Allah is, as I'm doing good deeds, I tell myself, oh Allah, accept me to do more good deeds and more good deeds and so many good deeds, so that when I come on the day of judgment, you have mercy on me when you see the scales and you grant me paradise. Isn't that beautiful? You have hope. There is a scale. If Allah said, I'm going to punish you for every mistake you've ever made, we would lose hope because we've all made mistakes. But Allah is telling you, no, you got more good, you're good to go. You got less good, you have none to blame besides yourself. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. The hadith says, whoever finds something besides that should blame none but himself or herself. May Allah Almighty forgive our shortcomings. May Allah Almighty grant help to all of us. And more than us, may Allah Almighty grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah Almighty grant them a return of their land back to them. And may Allah Almighty safeguard them. We have let them down as an ummah. We have suffered and suffocated, but nowhere near what they are going through. Allah alone knows it. Ilah al-alameen. Help my brothers and sisters in Palestine. Oh Allah, you be there for them. Oh Allah, you grant them victory from the Pharaoh of this age, one who is worse than the Pharaoh, one who's committed greater atrocities than any Pharaoh who's existed to this day. And with that we say, my brothers and sisters, as we come to an end, change your life. Do the right thing. Life is very short. You and I don't know how long we're going to live. Inshallah, we meet on the other side, but in the right place. May Allah bless you all. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.